I know last time we talked, I think you were getting ready for the Dodge City scrimmage, and I think that was supposed to be your last one, but I see you sent out here this morning that a couple of more home scrimmages coming up this Thursday. That's so you get a chance to play some more, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty cool deal where we thought we were going to be done for the fall after the Dodge City one. That's originally what we had on our schedule, but I was just kind of sitting there thinking as far as who else we can maybe get to play, and it's just one of those years where typically you wouldn't do this, you know, playing a couple teams in your region, but I know everyone needs games and needs scrimmages, and I called up Coach O'Connor at North Platte, seeing if they wanted to maybe get stuff to schedule, and he told me that NJC is looking for doing something too, and so it just kind of happened. So it's good for our guys. You know, we're allowed 5 dates, and up until that point, we had used 3 of them, so this will give us 4, and be able to do one more than possibly in January to get ready for the season. So it's a good deal.
How'd your Dodge City scrimmage turn out?
You know, not bad. You know, it was a good learning experience for our guys. You know, I'll tell you right now, holy cow, Dodge City's good. They're the real deal, and if you follow, you know, social media stuff at all about guys getting offered, Dodge City dudes, they're getting offered left and right from D1s. And we went up there and competed with them, played really well. You know, it's one of those deals where the score probably didn't turn out how we wanted to, but we also didn't shoot the ball very well either. You know, we scored 81 points and shot 20% from the three-point line. So I think we have better shooters than what we showed, but the fact that we could still score the basketball without shooting a really high percentage says a lot about our guys and how we compete and how we play too. So, well, I mean, well, it was good. It was good for us to kind of, you know, get that first real true, you know, away game underneath our belts.
Guys proving to you, start showing you what they're all about. I'm sure you're starting to see a few guys kind of separate themselves maybe from the others.
You know, it really is. It's getting to the point now where we've played some scrimmages. So guys are really starting to show, you know, who they are and kind of what they're about with things. And everyone's starting to learn the system a little bit better, you know, expectations and things like that, where terminology and all that stuff getting easier and more familiar with guys. I will say, I think obviously our best basketball is still yet to come with a lot of our guys as well. Like I said, you know, we play Dodge and we shoot 20% from the three, and I think we have a lot of guys that can make shots. And so that's an area that we need to continue to improve on, and guys in general need to keep getting in the gym and getting shots up to show, you know, that we're shot makers, not just shot takers.
And with North Platte Community College and NJC, two always very competitive rivals coming to town on Thursday.
Yeah, it is. And I think our guys are excited about that. And that's kind of why I wanted to get these things scheduled. It's going to be more of a, hey, this is a season-type feel, you know, playing against two teams that you're going to see, you know, twice already in the regular season. But it makes it feel more like the season's almost here, you know. And it's just been one of those years with everybody that there's no games going on right now, so you're trying to figure out ways to keep guys engaged and keep getting better, and it's been tough on everybody, so I'm really glad that we're able to get this thing scheduled and get this going, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now the college is going to stream those games for folks to watch.
Correct, yep, and so on our social media pages, we'll make sure that we get the live stream link out there for everyone to see, as it is probably going to be a close scrimmage with all the guidelines going on. So at least we'll be able to film it out there for people.
And I see you're 22 games, I think, regular season schedule is out. That's set, and kick it off on January 22nd in Laramie County.
Absolutely. That's exciting, too, is the fact that, you know, you're allowed 22 games, and we were able to schedule 22 and get them all done. And it's a nice balance, 11 at home, 11 on the road. And it's getting here before you know it. You know, shoot. We were just talking to our guys the other day in practice, and November's almost done. You know, then you're in your finals week in December. Now it's the season, and we're going for reals, which is exciting. You know, it's just, I think everyone in the country, not just in McCook, is just ready to get going with everything.
And of course, they'll have extra, you know, long break for Christmas, and that's always the time you tell your guys you gotta stay in shape. We got you in shape. You can't go home and get out of shape, can you?
Oh, my goodness, that's just the worst thing for a coach right there, you know, is that you do all this work to get yourself ready and get your bodies into game shape, and now you got a 2-3 week layoff, and it doesn't sound like that much, 2 weeks, you're like, oh, that's not that's not that big of a layoff with athletes, but you would be amazed with how quickly a player can get out of shape in that time. So, yeah, so our guys have definitely been hearing over the break, you know, make sure you're staying in the gym, make sure you're doing the right stuff. And I trust our guys. You know, I was pretty impressed with the shape that guys came into this fall with not really being able to do a lot in the summer. So I'm excited to see how they come back and how they respond. And it's going to say a lot about our team and our attitude and how they come back over Christmas break.